Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Happy Friday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you on a Friday morning. And let's get our heads right today. Wrap up the week in a strong fashion. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. How's the new crib treating you?
It's good.
You guys done?
No. It's been busy still.
How are your busy week? Have you met any neighbor? Well, I know you know who one neighbor is. Have you seen her yet, by the way?
No.
Okay. You met any neighbors?
A couple. Yeah.
Nice?
Yeah, everybody's good.
Quiet?
Nice. Super quiet.
Anybody below
you? No kids. Yes, there is somebody below us. Below us, but not across. There's nobody.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So there's a few empty spots, but no, it's been good.
So if like the wall was like something was pounding on the wall, there's no next door neighbor to hear it.
No.
That's nice.
We're good.
Very nice.
We're good.
Good for you.
But no, it's been a lot of like, I had to mount the TV this week, and we're putting up curtain rods and new curtains, and it's all the little side projects.
Yeah, but get a handyman. That's my recommendation.
I'm becoming the handyman.
See? Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He joins us as well. And I don't like this from Paul. I need him to stay inept like us.
More on your level?
More on our level. I don't like that you're... But yeah, here's the problem for you, too. Hey, Paul, I'll give you $100. Can you come over and do this for me? Now you're a handyman, and then you're our handyman.
We needed to put in curtain rods when we first moved into our house. This was 14 years ago. I still haven't gotten around to it.
You're joking.
So
there's no rods?
It's just, yeah, one of the upstairs windows, there's no window treatments on it. It's just... You can't close it. It's just always open.
There's nothing covering.
There's nothing there. Nothing covering. No blinds, no drapes or anything. Because, well, I just haven't gotten around to putting up the curtain rods yet in 14 years.
Yeah, I'll have the rest of them
sometimes
done tonight.
At some point, you start to think maybe it's not going to happen.
It's not in the cards for me. When we first moved into our house, my wife put up curtains in our bedroom that were sheer, see-through.
Ooh.
And it would come home, and I'd like want to take a nap, and I'm like, why? Why would you get curtain rods for a curtain that you can see right through? And if somebody's in the backyard, like the guy that does the yard, if he's in the backyard, Hey, what are you doing? You napping? It's 11:30, buddy. I go, you got to get some real curtains in here. So she's like, fine. She didn't know she was married to a load that was going to be napping at 11:30 in the afternoon, but here we are. No, Paulie, good for you. I'm proud of you that you are learning all these new skills. And
it's just having the tools. I never really had much tools because I didn't use tools.
I have so many tools if you want them.
See, that surprises me.
Don't ever buy tools.
You said that. I keep
getting them for gifts. Like, people want me. My wife's given me. I think my mother-in-law's given me. Just quit giving me tools. I'm never going to use them. They literally go to waste.
I had to go to the store to get a socket wrench set.
No.
I was mounting the television.
I have one.
I would have given you one. I'm like, well, forgive me for not
going to me.
Having Stephen Woods be the first person that pops into my brain for who do I know that's got some tools for sure that they'll let me borrow. Woods probably has a bunch of tools.
Next time you need anything, you just let me know. I've got it.
All
and
right.
it gets gifted to me by people that it's like a they're projecting what they want me to be onto me. You know what I'm saying? I remember my mother-in-law was so offended. One Christmas she gave me Hoka running shoes, and I looked at her, I was like, What are you saying? Never asked for running shoes. I don't run, ever. I run to first base and then back to the dugout because I take a non-runner. I'm not going to jog, so I don't need these. I was very offended by it. And I got the Hokas, and the soles were 7 inches thick, too. Now, I'm 50. I own Hokas now. This was when I was like 43. So, but yeah, people give you gifts that they want to project what they want you to be instead of maybe something that you would like.
It's usually a family member.
Yes, it's usually a family member.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Man, what a day yesterday. I was at home, and I saw the news that the great Ace Frehley had left this planet, certainly destined for another planet, because it's Ace Frehley, the spaceman, one of the founding members of the band Kiss, and the band that I grew up listening to, started listening to Kiss when I was probably 2 years old in 1977, and never really stopped, got older, outgrew it a little bit. When I had kids, I got way back into it because Bo, when he was a baby, he loved it. He loved it. So I saw the news yesterday that Ace Frehley was on life support after a fall in his studio, had a brain bleed, and then a few hours later it came out that he had passed away. Ace was a local. Ace lived in Rancho Santa Fe.
Did not know that.
Yeah, man, and I did. And creepily, several years ago, probably 5 years ago, my mother-in-law like vaguely knew the woman he was dating that lived there, and he lived there with her. And I think I dropped her a DM on Instagram to say, essentially, like, my son's two. Ace is the one he naturally gravitated to, just like I did when I was two. Ace was my guy. I dressed up like him for Halloween. Back in the day, you could go into, it was called, where I lived, Mott's Dime Store. They called it a dime store. I don't know if they have them here, but that's what they called it back then. And they had Kiss Halloween costumes. And it was the ones, remember, Benny, like the ones you kind of put around, you tie, and it's the outfit.
Yeah,
and
like then an apron, smock.
Smock. And then you put the real uncomfortable, painful plastic mask on, and it had the long hair. I picked Ace when I was 2-3 years old. Bo loved Ace. And so I like DM'd her and was like, if there is any way to get a picture, like, I'll come to you. My son loves Ace Frehley. I love Ace Frehley. This would be rad. I had no idea he lived 10 minutes from me. Never heard back from her. So it was very creepy. And here I am bitching about people doing that stuff to me. Yeah. I'm doing it to Ace Frehley. But it's Ace Frehley. And so when I saw the news he passed yesterday, I was wrecked. I really was wrecked. I was so, so sad. My first guitar god. I think the first guitar god for millions. When I say millions of people, I mean millions of people he inspired to pick up a guitar. Everybody wanted to be like Ace Frehley. Was not the best, most proficient guitar player of all time, but he had a flair and style like nobody else. Had the coolest makeup in Kiss, not particularly close. And it really bummed me out because I, you know, obviously everyone's going to pass away at some point. But to know that he, like, fell down and hurt himself and then was – that wrecked me. It really did. I was so bummed. And he was a huge part of my entire life, and I loved Ace Frehley, and I still love Ace Frehley. And so we – you know, we're a big musical family. So a couple years ago for our Christmas card, we did a Kiss Christmas card and put my family as Kiss. And my son – Bo was Ace for Christmas. And so we had all of us.
Was this AI or did you actually get the makeup done?
We did not do the makeup. We had our buddy Justice Parman, who is an incredible graphic designer. Not use AI, Ben. Slop. He's a graphic designer. He made my entire family into Kiss. I was Paul. Taylor, obviously, was Gene Simmons, who also is known as the Demon. Hannah was obviously the Cat. And Bo was Ace Frehley, and I was Paul Stanley. And so last night, I go in and I give the news to Bo. I'm like, hey, man, Ace Frehley died. And he goes, what? I go, yeah. And I told him what happened. And you could see it. You know, he was a little bit bummed. He's also seven, didn't know him, but he was like, oh, man, that's crazy. I was like, you guys want to watch some videos? They're like, yes. So we went and watched some Kiss videos. And we're watching, and Taylor remembers, you know, he's seen the Christmas card, and he's pointing out. So we're watching, and he goes, hey, Bo, you died. You died from the Christmas card. And I go, all right, enough, that's enough. He goes, Mom, look, there's Mama. She's still alive. And Dad, look, there's Dada. He's still alive. And I'm still alive. There I am. Ooh, I'm so scary. Bo, you died. You died. You're gone. And Bo's like, I'm only 7. I'm not dying. And he's like, no, you died. He died. Oh. And I'm like, all right, dude. But, yeah, man, we were really, really bummed. We were really, really bummed. And it was a funny moment. But you saw the tributes pouring in all over. Mike McCready from Pearl Jam. The guys from Rush toured with Kiss on their first American tour, said what a gentleman Ace was. And I was really sad, man. I hate seeing all my guys from my youth go away.
Things Ben thinks about.
Yeah.
How many shows did Kiss probably do
over
the years?
Oh, my God, Ben. I can't even wrap my head around how many.
And every single time.
Every night.
They all had to sit in the makeup chair.
What a nightmare. They did it themselves.
They did it themselves.
Every night. They put
every
their
single
own
time.
They never hired a makeup person.
To do a concert again if never. I had to do that every single time. Every time they did an appearance. Every time they went out. I have no idea what they look like without the makeup, because that's all you ever saw them in.
Yep.
And they had to do that.
Every
time.
Night. You're playing Cleveland, you got to put it on. You finished in Cleveland, you go back to your hotel room, you got to wash it off. If you want to go out that night.
Day like 87 of your tour, and it's like, hey guys, what? How about tonight we just go out without the makeup? But they never did. They couldn't.
In the 80s. They did a whole thing on MTV where they took the makeup off, and it was jarring
it was
part of the allure. Again, not the world's most talented band, but I would say at the time the world's most hardworking band, the world's most earnest band. Nobody loved their fans more than that band. The Kiss Army was worldwide, and it's so hard to wrap my head around, you know, that Ace Frehley is not here anymore. And he's just such a cool character. And I think a lot of people had the ones that they gravitated to. Everybody I knew was like, oh yeah, that's Ace. That's my guy. In fact, crazily enough, before Bo was born, my wife, we were working on names, and she goes, Ace. And I go, ooh, yes. Now she didn't care about Ace Frehley, but then that would mean I get to name my kid after Ace Frehley. But then I put it together, and Ace Woods sounded like butt. So I said,
Ace Woods.
If it was Higgins, Ace Higgins, or Ace Rindle.
One more syllable. Or not an S at the end. Ace, very cool name.
So it was really hard for me to veto that. And she still says it. She's like, he could have been named Ace, which would have been cool. A baseball player, your name's Ace. I mean, it's a badass name. And I said,
Ace Nancarro is fine.
Ace Nancarro is great, 100%. But then I'm Steve Nancarro, and I wasn't going to do that. So Ben and Nancarro doesn't have the same ring to it. So I was really bummed yesterday. So you know how we do it. It's a big one.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So shout out to his family.
Love that dude. Love that dude. Very sad.
They always kind of scared me a little bit. I have that thing about clowns kind of and people in makeup that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
And it was always hard for me to watch Kiss with them in the makeup. It made me uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm with you. But I was a pretty nervous kid too for a while. I had a really weird first 10 years of my life, I would say. And I felt the same, but it excited me. I went towards it, which really speaks volumes about who I ended up being. And you went away from it, which also speaks volumes about who you ended up being. But you couldn't deny the greatness that band was. And I was listening to them last night, and their chords are a little jangly and a little basic, and the lyrics are a little cheesy. And by a little cheesy, I mean a lot. You pull the trigger of my love gun. You know what I mean? Very, very cheesy. But man, when they took the stage, I've seen them a bunch of times. They never took a playoff. ever. Paul Stanley was always like, all right, it was the biggest show of the night, like the biggest show of all time. And they always delivered. Always. They never didn't deliver. And I love that about them. And they've molded me quite a bit.
And Albert Pujols of bands.
Yeah, the Albert Pujols of bands.
Every game is game seven. Every concert is game seven.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, did they stay on too long? Did they drag it out? Absolutely. There's a million bad things you can say about Kiss. There's no question. Again, I've never said that they're like Zeppelin or Rush with these intricate chord changes. They were
all right, then listen. You know, we may be under clear blue skies, but you know, it's getting a little cool out tonight, but that ain't going to stop us, because if we try hard enough, we're going to get this place.
Hotter than hell. What? Hotter than hell. What? Hotter than hell. All right. I was watching one last night. All right, people, I don't want to preach to you, but this next song is about alcohol. It's called what? Cold gin. What? Cold gin. All day. All day and night. It's like he never went up. He's like, hey, everybody, I'm Paul.
Good evening.
And this is Cold Gin. It was always some 10-minute rap. And it was so.
Oh, I don't know if we got any people here tonight that like to get high.
Oh, I love him so much. We should start every show like that.
We should do every segment.
All right, tier ones. Listen. Let's get high. Listen. Here comes Darren Smith.
How many people here tonight that like to get high?
Coming up next, we got two things that make you shake your head in the world of sports. What is it called?
Don't do this.
What is it called? Don't do this.
I love it. Oh, I loved him so much, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I love Paul. I love Gene. I love Peter. And I really loved Ace. So you will be missed, Ace. If you are listening somewhere out in the cosmos, I will definitely miss you a lot. Because he
was. Got any people tonight that are high?
Again, there's a YouTube feed of like 45 minutes.
Paul Stanley, not dead.
He's not dead.
No.
He's not dead.
But it was so good. It was so, so good. If I had the foresight today, I would have painted my face like Ace Frehley today and come in and done the whole show with Ace Frehley makeup because that's how much I love that dude. So
Paul can probably work on a filter for probably, our YouTube stream at some point.
If you can be a cat, you can be Ace Frehley.
Take a taste of alcohol!
It's the best. Nobody like him. Nobody.
Feels like that would be difficult to keep up, man. That amount of energy for a number of years.
It really
every
does.
Night.
Every night, man.
Every
just
night.
Out there
doing
your shtick and, you know, just unbelievable. I love you, Ace. Miss you already. Sad day.
Long week, too.
Long week, man. Long week. Yeah, very long week.
I was thinking last night, I can't believe this is the week that Mike Schilt resigned. Mm-hmm. It was this week. It wasn't 2 months ago.
I know. It feels like 2 months ago.
This has been a very long week. And I've also been anchoring, so I've had some long days. Yesterday, I had worked 16, 17 straight hours and never went home.
Oh.
Had a shoot, actually, down at, I had never been there before, the Gaylord Pacific Resort.
Nice. How was it?
Went down to Chula Vista. It's massive.
It's huge. Those are massive resorts. We stayed at one in Grapevine, Texas. And it's the size of, like, a small village.
12 restaurants, big pool, water park, convention center. The atrium is unbelievable. You walk in, it's like its own city where you check in. I mean, like three bars in there, giant TVs where they play sports. And then what we were doing is we were going into their sports bar. It's called Growlers. And they have the largest television I've ever seen. It's a 75-foot screen.
Wow.
Takes up an entire, like, it's like a movie theater sized screen. Takes up an entire wall of, and it's a big, big restaurant. And they'll play, you know, Padres games, football, Monday Night Football,
badass.
Whatever.
I'd like to do an appearance there.
Giant screen.
That's really cool. So the hotel looks, it's stunning, right?
Hotel looks really cool, yeah.
That's amazing, man. What were you doing down there?
We're doing a shoot for Channel 10. You'll see some of that coming up on Monday after Monday Night Football. They're doing a couple of sponsored kind of segments, which is cool. I got to meet, you know, a lot of the people who work there. Actually, because we were doing shooting inside. It was before it was open. It was right after the show yesterday. And they actually had, like, extras who showed up to be like customers. So when I was doing it, looked like it was open and people were drinking and having a good time while I was doing some of the shit. I'm taking some of the magic away from television. It's not always live when we're doing things like that.
In the background.
Yeah. Doing that behind me.
Wow, look at all these attractive people at the middle of the, at 10:30 in the morning on a Monday.
And they're cheers and champagne.
Yeah. And then you go into Growlers, and on the right side, it looks like they have their, looks like a freezer. Like you go in, like where they keep, you know, maybe the cold beer, like the kegs and stuff. But you actually go through the freezer, and then there's another door in the back, and there's a whole speakeasy behind that thing as well. Like a little upper class where you get your, you know, your Manhattans and your old fashions, and it's a little quieter and darker in there. Place is enormous and cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So did that. And
I want to check it out. I haven't even been by it.
I've driven by it on the freeway a couple times.
Yeah, and because I was right there, and I was wrapping up around 11:30, and had about an hour to kill before I had to go back to work. I went to Seven Mile Casino, and I had my Kung Pao chicken for lunch, and it was so good.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at Seven Mile Casino.
I saw the picture you posted on Instagram.
Elite Kung Pao chicken for lunch at Seven Mile Casino.
You are quite the influencer now. The night before, there was you on the anchor desk.
There was.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing on Ben and Woods, though.
Picture of me,
or like I don't know, us, yeah,
anything
on my account.
Yeah,
we have a show account for us. I thought my account was for me.
Why is Channel 10 getting love then at the anchor desk?
Well, I just thought it was kind of cool to show what I was seeing.
I get it.
You get to see us here the whole time?
That's true.
Nothing really.
Well, don't people get to see you on TV?
Yeah, but not the other way.
Not the other side. So we can get a picture like this.
What does the back of TV look like? You see the front of TV. I wanted to show you the back of TV.
It's absolutely fine. All right. It's fine. That's fine. We're used to it. It's good. You have fun?
It's been a long week.
Yeah. It's good. Just a long day, but it was a good day.
I was just saying, it's been a long week. A lot of weird Padres news all week long that we didn't expect. And we got another story to dive into this morning. Dennis Lynn has just put out his latest piece with Ken Rosenthal.
Oh, no!
I'll read you the title. Amid another Padres manager search, GM A.J. Preller's future remains uncertain.
There we go.
This week, as the franchise contended with the fallout from Mike Schilt's resignation as manager and reports of his conflict with coaches and others in the organization, team sources indicated that another contract extension for Preller is possible, but not guaranteed.
I think we knew this already, didn't we? We did. We had heard that.
UT reported that he was going to get a contract extension offer, not that it was a done deal or he was going to accept it.
With
for
Schilt
sure.
leaving, it kind of seemed like that secured it for AJ. Like, you got to keep him now. Like, somebody's got to pick the new manager.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to keep him, you need to make a decision pretty soon because the offseason is starting.
Why is he talking to potential candidates?
Yeah, he's going to be making a lot of decisions here soon. So
I love D-Lynn. It's the only knock against D-Lynn is that he has to write articles with Ken Rosenthal. That's it. I know Ken is very well respected amongst some circles. This is not one circle that he's well respected.
I think
there's some information.
Let's speed read.
Okay,
speed read a little bit for everybody during our first break. Give you the takeaways of the newest piece about AJ Preller from The Athletic and Dennis Lynn, and then we'll get started, set the menu, and get you ready for the Friday edition of Ben and Woods. Get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick, and then off and running here on a Friday, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, let me tell you about the Eco Water system we had put in our house going up on 3 years around Christmas, and it's been a dream. A dream to have the best, most fresh water in our home every single day. I even have an Eco Water Yeti that I just carry around everywhere. I drink a few of those a day, and it makes it easier because it is super healthy and it is super tasty. And I know, look, Woodsy, it's water. It's not all the same. Not all water is created equal, strangely enough. Eco Water, they filter it. They do the best at it, and it is the best water that you will drink. They also have the best technology that you can find. First with remote monitoring, first with Wi-Fi and leak detection, and the first with whole home automatic cutoffs that can stop a leak before it becomes a disaster. That is not just innovation. That's protection you can see and control. And, of course, obviously the most advanced technology in water treatment for your family and business. And they've been doing this for 100 years. years, guys. Not just about protection and technology. It's about better water for everything you use it for. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water now. Just $9.95 a month. 760-350-3338. Or visit EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speed reading complete. And yeah, we got a few details. Interesting stuff for you from Dennis Lynn and Ken Rosenthal's piece in The Athletic about the Padres, AJ Preller and Eric Grubner that just dropped this morning. Quickly set the menu for what we've got coming up on the program today, making some changes on the fly because obviously we'll start there with all the new stuff we just learned. We'll talk about the two games yesterday in Major League Baseball. Darren Smith will join us at 7:35 as he does each and every Friday on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Second half of the program, we'll have our regular features like Take on Woods, Rindle Report, and some more. We'll have a Saturday schedule, hopefully, for college football. And let's just get right to this piece, though, because certainly some interesting stuff here, Woods, about A.J. Preller's future. We knew he was going into the last year of his contract. We knew he kind of sidestepped the questions about his future at the news conference earlier this week when he discussed Mike Schilt's retirement. Has been reported from most sources that, you know, the talks are going to happen or that he's going to get an offer of a contract extension. But this piece certainly raises some doubt that A.J. Preller does have a long-term future with the San Diego Padres.
You, my friend, I want to give you an immense amount of credit for the line that you had last week or the week before. AJ Preller built this machine and is the only person that can run it. It's been living rent-free in my head since you said it. And I went, I don't know that one could put it better than that. And I told Reiner, my buddy in Dallas, the longtime Dallas radio host, that exact phrase. And he goes, man, what a great line. And he goes, and isn't that the goal of every single GM on the planet? Build a machine that only you can run. I can't wrap my head around. And I think I'm so in the keep AJ Preller camp because of that exact statement. I can't wrap my head around anybody else scouting for us, anybody else amassing talent like he has, anybody else trading the talent like he has, and anybody else getting creative as he did last year with Pivetta and, you know, things like that. He's a creative guy. He's a hardworking guy. And I admire those qualities about him. And one thing, again, it all falls down to me, does that man want to bring a championship to the city of San Diego at any and all costs? The answer is unequivocally yes. You can hate him, you can love him, whatever. You cannot deny it, that it consumes him. And I can't wrap my head around another dude coming in and going, okay, or anybody else, another person, another woman, could be Kim Ng, right? I can't wrap my head around anybody else walking in and going, okay, let's start fresh. And how does that make Manny and Toddy and Xander and Jackson, who signed a long-term extension, how do they feel about that?
That's not necessarily a good thing, though. If you're truly trying to create the healthiest organization, it should be something that anybody can run because it's so well put together. It shouldn't be so complicated.
Plug and play?
Yeah, plug and play a little bit.
But okay, so but if you heard what I said, I can't imagine anybody else going out and
either.
Amassing the talent.
I can't either.
That's something
and
he's really, really good at.
So let's just dive in. The drama of this story has to do with the passing of Peter Seidler and the fact that AJ Preller had the full faith of Peter Seidler. We knew this. Peter Seidler, huge fan of AJ Preller. But after Peter was gone and Eric Kotsenda and then John Seidler took over, according to Dennis Lynn, there has been a little more tension in the organization, specifically according to this piece between AJ Preller and CEO Eric Grubner, who he says his influence has grown, which is unsurprising. With Peter gone, someone's influence needed to grow. You had two.
Peter was so front facing as an owner that a lot, you know, and remember, of course, you have the Jerry Joneses and the Steve Cohens, but you have a lot of team owners. You don't know what they look like. You've never seen them.
You've had two chairpersons in Kotsenda and John Seidler who were somewhat reluctant. Like forced into the role,
never
sought the role. Don't really want to be the front facing part of the organization. Yeah, so,
sounds like our managers lately.
So
too.
Eric Grubner, in many ways, has done what the Padres needed him to do, and essentially kind of step into the role that maybe a more front facing owner would do. And you've seen more of Eric. He actually does own some of the team, according to this story. He has a stake in the team and received a contract extension. This is new reporting last year that was not reported. So his future with the team is secure, while AJ Preller's is not, which is very interesting because in a perfect world, as Dennis writes, you want all of your leadership to kind of be on the same track. Your CEO, your GM, your manager. Hey, we're all signed for the next 4 years.
Your GM and your manager.
At the very least, your GM and your manager. And even that was not the case because Mike Schilt got a contract extension, whereas AJ Preller did not. So there's always been some sort of, well, that's kind of interesting. That's kind of curious. Now, AJ did respond in a statement to The Athletic about that potential tension between himself and the CEO. He said, quote, "Eric and I have been together my entire time here and enjoy a strong and productive working relationship." It's not exactly hallelujahs with that statement. If someone asked about Ben and Woods, and I said, Woods and I have been together my entire time here, and we enjoy a strong and productive working relationship, would that not raise some alarm bells?
I would say
in the strength of our relationship.
Ooh, like, ooh. Yeah, that's our
Would
goal.
You not be devastated if that's what I said?
I'd be furious.
Woods and I enjoy a strong and productive working relationship.
I'd be furious.
We do.
But, like... I'd be like, that's it?
That's all you got?
Oh, my God.
So, that doesn't totally alleviate the insinuations in the story that things aren't completely happy and, productive between AJ Preller and Eric Grubner.
I mean, Dennis is at least asking or suggesting that Preller didn't even want to hire Mike Schilt by Eric Grubner and Eric Kotsenda.
Kind of glad it was because he wanted to bring in Flaherty, which he's probably going to do now if they keep him as GM. So again,
will they let him make that decision again?
Man, I hate this, dude. Can we have a normal GD offseason just one time? Does every team go through this?
No. They don't. But this paragraph stood out to me because as you try to decide as a fan, what direction you want the Padres to go and whether you want AJ Preller still there, I look at this and I say, Preller's collection of high-priced marquee players has helped energize a previously dormant market, transforming the team into a sellout machine while cementing Petco Park as one of baseball's premier destinations. In the last 2 years, Preller and Schilt oversaw a first pair of consecutive 90-win seasons in team history, a departure for a franchise that has largely been defined by losing. Isn't that the absolute seal of endorsement there, for AJ Preller? Like, this isn't that what every team is looking for? To energize your fan base, to sell out your ballpark, to create some winning and excitement for your team? And hasn't he been massively successful on all those counts?
Don't you wonder too if there is, because look, man, it's an ego driven business, it's an ego driven world. Who gets the credit for the success at Petco Park? Who takes the credit for 72 sellouts?
What do you mean?
Who gets it? Eric or AJ? Or both?
Oh, both.
Both.
Is there a scenario where you can see one of them saying, this is my doing?
Yeah.
I did this. You didn't do this. I did this. We sign off on this or you sign off on that.
I can see both of them feeling that way.
I could too. But again, if things are going well, this is the problem with the San Diego Padres. As soon as things start to go well, something like this happens, you know? And there's rumors abound, Benny, of the team being sold a couple years from now after the lockout, potentially. I guess Darren was talking about it last night. We'll certainly ask him what he's heard. It's not the first time I've heard it either. I also heard it this morning. Got a text. So I don't want that. I don't want that to happen. But, you know, listen, somebody said in the chat, we are so absolutely positively close to being cooked as a franchise. And I go, you know what? It kind of makes sense. You're going to have
How about put it this way?
Four aged superstars. You've got to win. You've got to win. And winning cures all of this.
Are the San Diego Padres closer to winning a World Series or closer to burn it all down and start over?
Both.
Both.
So right in the middle, 50%?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I think they're like 80% of both ways.
Yeah, we're going to be the Angels, Alicia said. Yeah, we're going to be the Angels.
The closer
in
they get to a World
Series. All in every year?
The closer they get to a World Series, the closer they also get to roster Armageddon. Because, you know, these guys, as they get older and you continue to feel the pressure to put good team, you know, good players around them to try to win, that means you got a really good chance at winning this year, next year, going forward. But as you continue to do that and spend your resources to put more players around older players, you're also getting closer to the reckoning.
Crushing the future.
When you're doing that and, you know,
accelerating the
trading
future.
Away, you know, Leo Dallas DeVries and all your younger players, you're getting closer to winning, and you're also getting closer to your future reckoning that you're going to have to deal with all of this, which is what happens with every professional sports team at some point. Even the Dodgers, who are in, of course, their heyday right now, they're 5 wins away from a second straight World Series, they are going to have to deal with an aging Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts.
They're fine.
And, but, well, I mean, they have tons of money, and they can go sign other players, but they have to get those right. Yeah, they got these ones right.
They're fine.
They got those players
they're
right.
They're going to be fine forever because Guggenheim is Guggenheim and Shohei pays for himself. I mean,
Shohei's in his 30s. I mean,
you got to find new players.
You're going to have to find new stars. Now, you can afford to find new stars.
And you can afford to miss on stars.
And you can afford to miss. But
that's the key.
But you still have to eventually find the right ones. But the Dodgers have always had a lot of money.
It's the wrong example
They have picked the wrong stars sometimes. They have made wrong decisions in the past, just not many recently.
It's the wrong example to use. The example to use is what happened to them in the mid-20s, when McCourt and all that went down, and they had to, like, file bankruptcy, and baseball had to come in and save them. That's the right example. They have, of course, had their share of bad things happen to them, but the way that they picked themselves up and rebuilt after, now they're on a juggernaut. They're going to win this year, and they're probably going to win next year.
I agree with both of those statements.
Then we're going to lock out and may not have baseball for a while. And who is the person or who are the people that get absolutely bent over every time that this happens? The fans. They're the only ones that suffer. The players don't suffer. The owners never suffer. The fans are the ones that get the shaft every single time. Whether it's a lockout, whether it's infighting, whether it's a poor roster. Like, we're the ones that get absolutely hosed every single time. And that is not that's not the sports experience that I want. It doesn't have to be perfect. I don't care if it's perfect. We want you to win games. You've done that to a great extent. We want you to go far in October. It's been pretty fun, I will admit. You know, it has been pretty fun covering this team. You feel like they are pretty close. But, man, you cannot go backwards. And I don't care about your drama. I don't care about your infighting. Figure it out. You're big boys. You're grown men. Put your egos aside. Keep in mind, the only people that matter are the fans of the San Diego Padres. It's the only people. People are broke. They are putting themselves into hock to go to your games. Figure it out. Figure out your money. Figure out your egos. Put it aside and stop railroading the fans. And as far as my message to the players is, get your ass in gear. Look around you. Start being embarrassed that the guys up the road are winning every World Series. Take it seriously and go out and win.
I do think that fans...
Hang on, real quick. I wish these microphones weren't so screwed in and you could drop it. That was
drop the mic.
I could not agree more with every single thing you just said.
I disagree a little bit in that I think fans in San Diego have been treated well recently. I mean, this is what we've wanted.
Of course.
We get to this point, is what I'm saying.
I said you can't go backwards. Yes. You cannot go backwards.
No, but from both of those guys, from Eric Grubner and AJ Preller,
100%.
We get what we want. From Eric Grubner, we get a best in class stadium experience.
Yep, every time.
You know, food, entertainment, everything.
You can't go backwards.
AJ Preller, we get a top line roster, you know, that is exciting, that is competitive every season. So we have gotten everything we've wanted from both of those guys,
except for the final destination, which is very difficult. I'm not going to say it's easy to win a World Series because we all know it's not.
You can't buy a World Series.
You cannot go backwards. You cannot go backwards. I'm talking about this article. I'm talking about the Mike Schilt stuff. I'm talking about the Bob Melvin stuff. I'm talking about power struggle. Power struggle is fine. I understand it. Okay. There's some dimension of that in every business. Every business has it. Nothing is hunky-dory. Nothing is perfect. And I don't expect you to be. I like that it's a little bit edgy. I do.
Yeah. And it, you know, I can see it. If I'm AJ Preller, I'm president of baseball operations. I've been doing this for 10 years. I put together a roster that's selling out this park. You're not going to let me even hire the manager I want. If I'm Eric Grubner, I'm going, you have done a really shaky job of hiring other managers. I want to put my thumb on the scale a little bit, you know, and, you know, Mike Schilt did some good things. You know, we worked on that together. I want to make sure I've got my say in it again. Doesn't make either of them a bad person for having that idea.
It doesn't.
It makes them both passionate about winning and wanting the Padres to be good.
I cannot deny.
And maybe seeing it slightly different way. Now, can they work together or not? Can they coexist or not? I guess we'll find out that now what else is out there, because this piece by Dennis Lynn also suggests that AJ Preller at some point may say, all right, if I'm not going to be able to GM the team the way I want to GM and pick my own managers, should I go elsewhere? And that was addressed in this piece, and I want to get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, remember what on Tuesday said, I love the Padres, the city of San Diego, proud of what we've built here, and I'm looking forward to the offseason work ahead, but did not comment further on his future. We discussed last week, I believe with Darren, when he was on last Friday, about AJ Preller's potential future contract status and whether he was interested in other jobs. Now, there's only one other GM job out there that's open.
And it is a banger.
It is the Colorado Rockies, as Dennis writes, the only team with an opening for their head of baseball operations. They've already started interviews. Toronto Blue Jays executive James Click.
Remember him from the Astros?
From the Astros. Yep. Royals assistant GM Scott Sharp. Guardians assistant GM Matt Foreman have interviewed for that position. For Preller to become involved, Padres would need to grant permission for the Rockies to speak to him and allow him out of the final year of his contract. Does that sound familiar? The way they did with Bob Melvin when he left to become manager of the San Francisco Giants. So there is a scenario in which AJ could leave now if, you know, the Padres say, well, if you want to interview for the Rockies job and they want to hire you, we can let you out of the last year of your deal. But this would have to happen really fast. I mean, to not have a GM while you're in the middle of a manager search, then you'd have to start a general manager search concurrently with a manager search. I don't know how that could be necessarily good for the team this offseason. It'd be tough to come in with a plan now to run, as you know, I said, the machine that really only AJ Preller can run.
Yeah. And that's the only guy I trust to operate that machine.
And try to take over on the fly.
Yeah.
You know, without really much prep time. You know, most GMs are, you know, AJ's been working the last 3 months, ever since the trade deadline. He's thinking about the offseason plans, upon plans. If he leaves all of a sudden, you've got someone who you hiring, like, yeah, I haven't really looked at your roster, your organization, but I guess, you know, here's what I might do.
I mean, it could be somebody internally. You know, it could be somebody internally there that could be a move. But you listen, and I know my
Josh Stein would be the next person.
I know my speech is I know it's reductive, and I know it's very basic of like, hey, just win, baby. Like, I know that's
Al Davis like.
That's easier said than done. I totally understand that. I give you guys a pass for losing in the playoffs sometimes. I do. I know how hard it is. I know that. Keep getting chances and keep getting shots. My underlying point is you cannot afford to. Baseball is already going backwards at the end of next season. It's going to happen. They're already going to go backwards. Make sure you're ready for it. This is what I'm saying. Make sure you're aligned. I hear all this stuff all the time. Oh, everyone's pulling on the same rope. And clearly no one was. Clearly. Nobody had the same rope. And they weren't pulling on it the same way. I got a tweet last night. Woodsy, how did we win 90 games with all this crap going on behind the scenes with Schilt and his coaches? And I go, because of talent.
I would say they're pulling different ropes in the same direction.
Yeah, yeah. We all have our own rope. They're not on the same rope.
And they all want to win, and they all want to do what's best for the Padres. But they're kind of all pulling three different ropes.
Yeah.
Schilt, Preller, Krupner. They want the rope to go to the same place. They want to pull that cart in the same direction. But
can you get there?
They're not on the same rope.
If there's as much dysfunction as reported, it will be extremely, extremely difficult, not impossible, to get there. But if there is infighting and ego battles, it makes the already impossible
job. But there is in every organization.
There is, but not that it's written about constantly. Right? Not that there's, I'm sure Dombrowski and his boss is beef. I'm sure Cashman and Boone beef. I'm sure they do.
Hal Steinbrenner.
And it's just not written about like it is here. And we're not on the cusp of being sold every year. All this stuff. It's very disheartening.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, I want to talk about the NLCS Game 3, ALCS Game 4 last night. More baseball on the way. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.